Title: Workflow for Rough Master Then Revision Intermediate. Alright, today we're locking in a workflow that a lot of drum and bass producers skip, and it's the reason their mixes feel like a never-ending fight. We're going to build a rough master in Ableton Live that sounds loud and exciting fast, but doesn't trap you. Then we'll do revisions in a structured way so every change actually improves the track, instead of you chasing the limiter like it's a moving target. This is very drum and bass specific. Big kick and snare, wide tops, aggressive reese, sub-discipline, and the reality that your reference tracks are already loud. The goal is a repeatable system. Rough master for demos, car tests, DJ playlists, and a clean path to fix the mix after you hear what's wrong. Let's start with the most important concept of the whole lesson. Your mix decisions should live before the master processing. Your rough mastering should live after. That separation is what keeps you sane. Step 0. Set up routing. Do this first. Even if you already have a project, create a new audio track and name it Premaster. Then take every main group you have, like drums, bass, music, effects, vocals, and on each of those groups set audio to Premaster. Now on the Premaster track, set audio to master. So everything funnels into Premaster, and Premaster goes to the master. Here's why this matters. When you revise the mix later, you don't want to be mixing into the limiter. If you EQ the bass and suddenly the limiter hits harder, you start compensating with random moves. That's the spiral. Premaster routing keeps your mix clean and your rough master consistent. Now step 1. Gain staging for DDNB headroom. The fast method. On the Premaster track, put a utility device at the very end. This utility is basically your trim knob for the entire mix before it hits the master chain. Start by setting utility gain to -6 dB. Then play the loudest part of your track, usually the drop. Watch the master peak meter. The idea it is, before master processing, you want a comfortable ceiling around -6 dB FS peaks, give or take. You don't need perfection here. You're just making sure you're not clipping and you're giving your rough master room to work. Teacher note, if the snare is eating all your headroom, don't just keep trimming the whole mix lower and lower. The trim is a safety move, not fix. Later, we'll deal with snare peaks or bus dynamics directly, because that's what actually improves loudness without killing punch. Cool. Now step 2. Build a safe rough master chain using Ableton stock devices. On the master track, we'll use a simple order that works for most rollers and jungle-ish setups. First device, EQ8. Keep it gentle. This is not where you do surgery on a bad mix. Think of it like protective shaping. Optionally, put a high pass around 20 to 30 HG with a 12 dB per octave slope. Don't go crazy. In DNB, sub-weight matters, and over-filtering is how you end up with a track that looks clean but feels thin. If it's muddy, do a tiny cut, like 1 to 2 dB around 200 to 350 Hz, with a medium Q around 1. If it's harsh, maybe a 1 dB dip somewhere in the 6 to 10 kHz region with a wider Q. Subtle. If you find yourself doing big EQ moves here, it's a sign the problem belongs on the groups, not the master. Second device, glue compressor. This is cohesion, not punishment. Start with attack at 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Then lower the threshold until you get about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction in the loudest sections. Important, don't turn on makeup and forget about it. Try to level match manually so you're not tricking yourself with louder equals better. In DNB, too much glue on the master flattens the kick and snare and your whole groove starts feeling like cardboard. Third device, saturator. This is where you get density and perceived loudness without relying entirely on limiting. Try soft sign for a smoother vibe, or analog clip if you want it a bit tougher. Set drive around 1 to 3 dB, turn on soft clip, and again, level match the output so you're judging the tone and punch, not just volume. Fourth device, limiter. Ceiling at -1.0 dB. That's a good rough master default. Now push the limiter gain until it feels competitive, but watch how it behaves. If you're constantly doing 6 dB or more of gain reduction, that's not mastering harder, that's your mix asking for revision. For a lot of drum and bass roughs, 2 to 5 dB reduction on the loudest hits is a workable zone. Not a strict rule, but a reality check. DNB specific check, if your snare loses its crack, or cymbals smear into fizzy white noise, you've pushed past the point where the limiter is helping. That's a signal to fix peaks at the source, not to keep forcing the limiter. Now step 3. Set up a /B referencing. This is not optional in DNB. Create an audio track called Reference and drop in one or two reference tunes that match your lane. Roller, Jungle, Neuro, Jump up big stuff with similar drum density and bass weight. Now the key is routing and level matching. Ideally, route reference to an external output that bypasses your master chain. If you can't do that, you need a quick way to mute your rough master chain while you reference. A simple way: put your entire rough master chain inside an audio effect rack on the master, then map a macro to turn the chain on and off. That way you can instantly compare your mix versus reference without accidentally running the reference through your limiter and saturator. Then level match the reference. Put utility on the reference track and turn it down until the perceived loudness matches your rough master. This is huge. Do not reference louder than your track. Louder always wins, and it will trick you into making your mix too bright and too crushed. Now step 4. Print the rough master and write revision notes immediately. When your drop feels demo ready, export. File. Export audio / video. Render master. WAV. 24-bit is fine, or 32-bit float if you plan to process elsewhere. Dither off for these roughs. Then right after the export, while your ears still remember what you were aiming for, write notes. Timestamp them. Literally. 107, 145, whatever. Write real problems like drop too bright after second snare fill, sub dips on F-sharp notes, ride cymbal masks the vocal chop, kick disappears when the reese opens up. These notes become your revision plan. Without notes, you'll just open the project and start randomly turning knobs. Now step 5, the revision workflow. This is where intermediate producers level up, because we're not going to touch everything. We're doing passes. Pass 1 is balance, faders only. Temporarily bypass the limiter, or at least pull down its gain so it's not doing heavy work. Now adjust the relationship between kick and sub, snare level, hats and tops. If hats are killing headroom, don't immediately go for master EQ. Pull the hats down or manage their peaks. Quick teacher trick: if your stereo hats feel too hyped and they're taking over, you can use utility on the hat bus and reduce sides slightly. Not to make it narrow, just to stop the sides from spraying energy everywhere. Pass 2 is frequency conflicts, mostly on groups. Use EQ8 on your drums group, bass group, tops group, that kind of thing. Handle kick versus bass fundamentals intentionally. If your kick is living around 50 to 60 Hz, decide where the bass fundamental sits relative to that instead of letting them wrestle. If your snare needs body, it often lives around 180 to 250 Hz. If the bass is stomping that area, a small cut on the bass bus around 180 to 220 can bring the snare forward without even turning it up. For top harshness, do gentle control on the hats group. You can use multiband dynamics slightly as a DS-style control, or automate an EQ band as a stock dynamic workaround. Again, fix it at the source or group before you dull the entire master. Pass 3 is dynamics and transient shaping. This is where you control the elements that trigger the limiter. On the drum bus, glue with a slower attack can keep punch. On the snare itself, drum bus can be great, but watch the boom control because DNB snares can go basketball real fast. And if the kick transient is disappearing, that's usually not a master problem. It's a sign you're limiting too hard or your kick is getting masked. Fix it locally, then let the master limiter do less. Pass 4 is stereo and space. DNB rule: sub mono, tops can be wide. On the bass group, use utility width at 0%, or maybe up to 30% if you know exactly what you're doing. Keep the fundamental stable. On tops, you can widen cautiously, like 120 to 160%, but don't widen just because it feels exciting. Wide highs can turn facey and smeary when limited. For reverb, use sends, and always high pass the reverb return around 200 to 400 Hz. Low-end reverb is mud, and mud is limiter fuel. Pass 5 is recheck the rough master. Turn your rough chain back on. Because you changed balance, you must retrim into the chain. That utility on Premaster is your friend here. Get your limiter back into a healthier reduction range. Ideally, after revisions, the limiter is working less but the track feels bigger. That's the win. Now let's add some expansion strategies that make this workflow even faster. Build a rough master control panel. Instead of tweaking 10 devices every session, put your whole rough chain into an audio effect rack on the master and create macros. One macro for input trim into the chain. One for a simple tone tilt, like a low shelf and high shelf in EQ8. One for clip amount, pairing saturator drive and output so it stays level matched. One for glue threshold, and one for limiter push. Now you've got one consistent chain, and you're just changing intensity. That keeps revisions meaningful, because you're not reinventing your mastering every time you open the project. Next expansion, the two limiter sanity check. Create two limiter modes UK/B. Limiter is conservative, ceiling minus 1, modest gain. Translation check. Limiter beat is hype, a bit louder, for demo or client vibe checks. You don't have to export both. The point is, if your mix collapses only under limiter B, you've learned something specific. Usually it means snare too spiky, sub inconsistent, hats too bright and constant, or the reese is too wide or too wild in the low mids. Next expansion. Print a revision listening pack inside the project. Create an audio track called Print Rough. Set its input to resampling. Record 16 to 32 bars of the loudest section whenever you make a major change. Color code the clips. V01, V02, V03. Don't normalize anything. If you need to level match, do it with utility. Now you can solo and compare instantly, without exporting every time, and you can listen at different monitor levels to see what actually translates. And here's a big one. The limiter stress test loop. Loop the most chaotic 4 to 8 bars, usually the fill into the drop and the first downbeat. If it survives there, it survives the whole track. While looping, check. Does the snare still have edge when loud? Does the kick stay present instead of duck disappearing? Do cymbals stay defined instead of turning into white noise? Does stereo stay stable, or does it wobble and get facey? If any of those fail, that's not a cue to master harder. That's a cue to fix the trigger element locally. Before we wrap, versioning. This saves your life. Use consistent names like track name 140 Roller V03.als and track name 140 Roller V03 Roughmaster.wav. Every revision cycle, save a new version and export a new rough. Then compare the exports at matched loudness. This is how you avoid the classic trap of thinking you improved the track when you just made it louder. And quick DNB arrangement checkpoints, because rough masters can hide arrangement problems. Make sure your intro is DJ-friendly, with drums building progressively. This audio version is shortened for playback.